Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. This is our second hour today of Stories of Hope. And I was just thinking about that the Stories of Hope series has been going now strong for 4 years. And for 4 years, I have felt inspired to continuously keep bringing the world's best leading speakers that are out there in the world that are helping so many people rise into their best version of who they can be. And, you know, Stories of Hope is really what supports us when we hear how other people are doing it, when we hear people have overcome, you know, their challenges in their life and how they've risen above it. And so it has been an honor and a pleasure to bring you this series. And like I said to my guest that I'm about to introduce you to, that I'm still so turned on by this series and this show. I've never gotten to pull the plug yet. So here we go. Anne Hayes, she's in Italy currently, which is huge, right? We call her AKA Mama G, the happiness accelerator. Anne is the number one international best-selling author, speaker, lyricist, vocalist, and CVO of Kick-Ass Happiness. She's also the founder of a highly customized online coaching program designed to transform troubled teens using ancient wisdom to live happy, fulfilling lives. Welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm pleased to be here.
Oh my gosh. So how did you get into helping troubled teens?
Oh, wow. Well, I was that troubled teen.
Ah.
And then I spent actually years working and teaching teens in a number of different settings. So teaching them, and actually I was an urban outreach worker. So I was working with these teens who were troubled, and I was able to see through the process and the journey how I was able to guide them to kind of committing to a better life for themselves. And it was really powerful. Yet it wasn't until I had my own two teens and I saw their challenges unfold as a mother, a single mother at that, that I was like, wow. Now, my partner, just to explain a little bit, back up a little bit, my partner passed when my children were 6 and 9 years old. Mm. And what I discovered, and this is an observation that I've made in general, is that when our children start to turn 14, they become teenagers, everything just comes, bubbles to the surface. So all that suppressed emotion, the trapped emotions, the pain that they've potentially been suppressing and holding down for all those years just blows up in adolescence. And that's what happened to both my teens and especially my daughter. In fact, she was very depressed and suicidal at one point. And so because of my own healing journey, I was able to access a lot of natural, non-invasive tools to support her, to get her to the other side. She's now 19 and thriving. And so I said, you know what? I need to be there to help parents so they have something besides what's out there in the mainstream, because it's not working.
Yeah. The mainstream, you know, that's the traditional, you know, way of the way the whole thing is set up. It's just non-sustainable. It's not addressing the core issues. And the core issues, again, is the abandonment, the betrayals, the not feeling good enough, the not worthies, the all of those, right? The issues, the traumas from the past.
And I love that you say that. You said the abandonment, because for my children, it was when my partner passed, she had told them a week before, okay, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here. And that wasn't true. and she passed a week later of cancer, they felt betrayed, they felt abandoned, they felt unloved, they felt hurt. You know, all those emotions, those are the perceptions that we take on as human beings. And it can create a lot of emotional pain and angst. And that's where my daughter ended up. It was just holding on to that pain. It was actually my twin sister's husband was ended up dying when she was a teen of cancer as well. And so it just brought back all that pain and it just opened that wound. And I think that led to a lot of her challenges, except there were blessings, right? Once we get through it.
Yeah. And so it's almost like when you said they were blessings, when we have the tools, when we know that the traumas of life, when those wounds get activated so that we can heal, when we have those tools that you were talking about with your ancient wisdom, your modern wisdom that you're using to help those troubled teens heal those wounds of abandonment and betrayal and not feeling loved, when you have the tools, then we can help. But it is when the kids, when they want to commit suicide because they don't see no way out, because you're speaking to a person that was walking with the shadow of suicide for most of my adult life. So I, you know, I've overcome that suicidal ideation, but it was challenging to do. And I can relate to what you're talking about, 13, 14, when the traumas revealed themselves, because at that point in time, it just all became too much. And so then when you don't have the tools, because I want to ask you, where were you when I was 14, when I was 13, 14, when I really needed that type of love, that type of, you know, my parents didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do because they didn't have the tools. So the work that you're doing right now with the people that you're helping is so important, because when the children want to commit suicide, they don't want to necessarily kill themselves, but they just want to kill the pain. And they don't necessarily want to, you know, want to end their life. They just don't see how they can fit into this crazy world.
And absolutely, I'm right there with you 100%. It's they want to kill the pain, and it gets so deep they don't know what to do. And it really is about awareness. They don't have the awareness of why they're feeling the way they're feeling. They don't have the vital coping skills. They don't know what to do. And they don't know how to connect with that part of them that's going to help them to heal themselves and to transform. And that's the real troubling aspect, is that they're teens. They're going through all these hormonal changes, these imbalances. And the PFC, the prefrontal cortex, is not fully developed until 25, 26 years old. So they don't necessarily have the ability to make decisions with you know, to put that time into to really think these things out. So they may actually make a decision that they don't have an opportunity to go back on. Because once you make a decision to harm yourself, you can go to this is the point of no return. And that's the scary part. And that's why for me, it's like, why wait till they feel like they've been kicked down too many times and they become these young adults and they're out there in the world. Now what do we do? Let's take care of them now while they're teens and they're still with their parents, so that it's integrated, so that the parent is a critical, integral part of the process. So important that they have that support. And then the teen gets, like you said, those vital coping skills. I call it a modern mystery school, mm-hmm. because I'm giving them what I believe they truly need. And we didn't have that level of consciousness when you were a teen and when I was a teen. The great news is that's been activated on the planet.
Right.
And that's the beauty. So yeah. We're going to make this different now. It's going to be better. It already is.
Yes, this is all so great. This is all so good. Thank you so much for your work that you're doing. It's so important. It's such important work, because our children are our future leaders on this planet. And it is our responsibility to make right the wrongs, the things that haven't worked. You know, now is the time. We're conscious. We're awake. We're evolving. We can. We have the tools. We know how. We just need to be able to be, you know, to do it. And so how is it that people find you and work with you? I want to, you know, find out, how do you market to people? Do you have Are there groups that come to you? How do you get your info to the right people?
Great, great question. Right now, I have a Facebook group. I have a website. I have, you know, my daily email list. I have a funnel. Number one easiest way to connect with me is just to go to kickasshappiness.com. And that's happiness with a Y, because you can go there and you can access. I've got a free event coming up next week. It's the 5-day Turn Around Your Teen event. And right inside the Facebook group, Support Your Teen's Happiness, and all kinds of tools and insight and knowledge and wisdom that honestly can help parents right now on the spot to better support their teens in navigating this journey. Because ultimately, it's about household harmony. It's about peace of mind. The parent wants to feel good now or feel better, and the teen wants to feel better now. Not tomorrow, not later, now.
Yeah, it's so good. I want to send you to, I definitely have a couple of referrals I want to send you to where you can be on other podcasts as well, because these are people that have those type of podcasts that are focusing on what you're talking about. I think it's so fabulous and so well needed. So, you know, we have so many areas that we need to address. And this part that you're addressing that are helping the troubled teens, this is an important piece because they already feel the abandonments, the disconnection, and we have to give them the tools and the resources they need in order for them to thrive. And that kick-ass happiness, I mean, when somebody's troubled, we don't see how we can actually get to the kick-ass happiness piece yet, but that's where we're going, and that's where they're going to be. And like you said, your daughter is thriving, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Absolutely. Where are we going? Where's that focus, right? Because that's right. Where the energy flows, right?
Yes, yes. It was an honor to have you on the show. I definitely want to see you and talk to you again. We're going to be scheduling another time with you and look forward to hearing about your success and the changes that you're helping people make in the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day wherever you are. Thank you so much.
I'm close to Seattle, Washington here.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
guest is here to talk to us and enlighten us with the fact that everyone matters. Every single day, we all matter. And that's what she's here to talk to us about. Her name is Sandra Lee. She wants to support others with clarity about the benefits that they will receive when they work with her because of 30 years of experience in intuitive energetic work. Sandra is like your business, medical intuitive, confirming your inner knowing and purpose so you can make decisions with confidence. Experience Sandra's uniquely impactful combination of human design and biofield tuning. Welcome to the show today, Sandra Lee.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. It's lovely to be here.
So let's talk about everyone mattering. Let's get straight into it.
There are a lot of people, and I know I used to be one of them, who don't feel like they make a difference. They don't know, why am I here? And I can tell a story about how I came to some realizations about that through human design, one of the modalities I use. I get angry all the time, all sorts of things, big things, little things. And I used to really give myself a hard time about that. Like, why do I do this? Why can't I just get over it? There's something wrong with me. And when I met my human design teacher, I learned things about myself and my life that are relevant every day about anger. I learned that anger is part of my design.
Wow.
I'm supposed to be this way. Is there anybody else who has anger that they feel like there is a problem? Because it's not socially acceptable, you know, in our world to be angry. And when I learned this is part of me, I can't turn it off. I learned to manage it and to realize that there's actually times where anger is important, that it's necessary. If things need to get better in the world, we need somebody to be upset enough about it that they express their anger and do something to take action. And so I started to be able to see it's not just something I can manage, but it's also a gift. It's something that's important sometimes.
So do you, when you discover that, I love that because I wrote a book on anger. So I got that one. And so when you discovered that you get angry, when you discovered that, then how do you manage your anger? So like, how do you manage it? Because it's one thing to get angry and express it, but we don't want to consciously express and dump our anger out onto other people. So how do you work with your anger?
Now I go through an entirely different process than I used to before. I used to get like angry for weeks at a time. It was really bad.
Oh.
Right? Now it's like, oh, there that is again.
Yeah.
I just recognize, here it is. Okay. Then it's like, what is it I'm upset about? Do I need to do something? Do I need to communicate? Do I need to take some action? And communicate if I need to, doing it responsibly, right? Saying, you know, this is how I feel and not blowing it out on people. And then I get over it. And it has made so much difference. Instead of judging myself, beating myself up about this, now I'm peaceful about it. And I just do whatever needs to be done to attend to the situation and then move on with my life. It's completely changed it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. You know, when I wrote my book, people said to me, I published it back in 2015, and people said, oh, I don't have anger. I don't. That's for my, you can give that to my son or my father or somebody else. I'm fine. I don't have anger. And I can't imagine a person in the world today, still today, 7 years later, that doesn't get angry about the things, right? It's amazing. So, you know, because again, people have been educated to think that anger is bad and wrong when actually it is gold. It is gold. It's what we do with our fire. It's what we do with that anger that is going to help us get things done. Because underneath that anger, there's always a truth that is waiting to be realized and claimed, like what you just said happened for you.
Yeah. And in human design, there are lots of different things that are similar, right? Aspects of people and who they are, the way they are, that they judge. I shouldn't be this way. I hate this. Why do I do this? I wish this was, you know, and helping them see that these experiences that they have routinely are gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually contributions that are being called for when these things come up.
So what made you get into the human design work? So like, you know, you had a reading, and then did you get certified through that? Is that how that happened?
I didn't actually get a reading yet. So I listened to a lecture, basically, by my teacher. And that's when I learned this about the anger.
Okay.
Like, oh, maybe the positions of the planets do matter. Mm-hmm. And so I started taking her class. I inhaled it.
Yeah.
And then I just started doing readings. I love it.
You love it. Yeah. It's awesome to be able to really have the modality that you resonate with, and to be able to help others then find their way, and that and then help and point them in the right direction, basically, that they can use what they came here with and then bring that into the world. Is that right?
Yes. Well, and recognizing again, like you said when you introduced me, that you are living your gifts, making your contribution 24/7.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that. So it's like, it's in the activities that you are doing every day. That's where your gift is.
Yes. So how do people find you with your, where do they find you? Like, how do they look you up, your social media handles?
I have Miracle Inspirations is my website. And I do have a Facebook page. I don't have it. I don't know it off the top of my head, but you know, miracleinspirations.com. And I have a, you know, people can contact me and we can have a free conversation, see what that might work for them. And then I have a checklist, Making Powerful and Effective Decisions checklist. So a gift that they can get for free.
Good. And when they go to your website, they can get that gift by coming there. So that's wonderful. And they can have a free discovery call with you, where that you can, they can find out like more about their human design, right?
Yes.
And how you can possibly support them.
I do have a unique combination of human design and biofield tuning. So using a tuning fork and a hockey puck intuitively to help them get information and get their energy flowing.
Oh, good. So, you know, because I was going to ask you about that biofield, that's very good. And so did you design this yourself with the tuning fork and the hockey?
Yeah. Biofield tuning is a method.
Uh-huh.
It's taught by Eileen McCusick. She created it. And I've been doing it for 2 years now. So,
okay. And so that's really good. So you're helping your people to align their chakras and really clear their field and clean things up. Is that what the tuning does? What does the tuning do?
I see the flow and the blocks of energy.
Ah.
And when energy gets stuck, function stops, thinking stops. And so when I think a thought that is problematic or difficult or someplace where I'm upset, my energy gets stuck. And that affects my health. It affects my ability to function. So with biofield tuning, I can help to get that energy flowing, so that you can return to being happy and effective.
That's really
the person you want to be.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that also, you're using your gifts of intuition.
Absolutely.
And because in order for you to use your gifts of intuition, you really have to trust yourself, what you're getting. So you've developed and cultivated a beautiful sense of trust that you then bring into the field of the people that you're working with, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you love your human design work. I know that, you know, I've had different practitioners come through talking about human design. And so how long have you been doing the human design?
10 years.
Okay. Wow. So 10 years, that's, how long has it been around?
70s.
Okay. So yeah, I didn't really hear about it until about probably 2012 or something like that. 2011 is the first time I ever heard about human design. So, well, congratulations so much. I think that's awesome that you're doing work you love, and that you also are working with your intuition and helping others with their releasing the blocks. Because isn't that so important?
Yeah. Well, and it's always evolving.
It is
continually.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you like to leave the audience with today?
That message to remind people you are always living your purpose. You are always making a difference.
Every single day, every single moment, we are making a difference. We got out of bed today. We showed up. We're doing a podcast. No matter what, you're going to the grocery store. No matter what, you're making a difference, right?
And you never know, you know, it's like you said, you're going to the grocery store. You never know the impact that you have on those people.
Right. You know, and that's the thing, is to really bring our conscious awareness into the present moment, not thinking about all the things, but just being really conscious and present about, if you have the thought, I make a difference, and take that with you wherever you go, right? Put that thought on a t-shirt, I make a difference. Wouldn't that be fun? Have a mug, have a hat, and you know, that's your brand, I make a difference.
Yeah. Well, and I give these cards away to people.
Oh, good. You are a miracle.
Yeah, and it says on the back, you are loved.
Oh yeah, good.
And so as I go around, like walking down the street, I'm thinking about how can I make a difference for somebody? And I give these away.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. What are the reactions from people when you do that?
Some people's life changes. It's like, oh, I really needed that today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. And it's like, we see each other. We're connected.
It's the little things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little things like that we do. They don't necessarily have to be these big, huge things, but it's the little things that we do, like what you're doing. It's wonderful. Yeah. I just, you know, again, see the people that are receiving your cards and how that makes them feel. And so that's really great. I think great show today with you, Sandra Lee. I really appreciate your authenticity and how you were talking about your anger and how you resolve that and how you're supporting people with your beautiful cards and your messages. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul, with Julie O and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love.
Welcome back, everyone. Janessa Finley is here. She's a healer and a coach whose mission is to bring love and connection to those who have all but given up on having fulfilling and nurturing relationships. Using a unique mind, body, and spirit approach, Janessa guides clients in creating a healthy and fulfilling relationship with themselves, breaking free of old patterns, keeping them stuck, unwell, and uninspired, so they can turn into create deep and meaningful relationships with those around them. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this project. I was just speaking with my significant other earlier this week when we were watching Doom and Gloom on TV, and I commented how addicting that is for our brains and how people, you know, get pulled to that, and it's what they broadcast. So having these really intentional projects where we're sending these messages of hope and positivity into the world is such a powerful ripple that we all need. So I really appreciate you having this and also allowing me to be a part of it.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you so much for saying that. I was just saying today that I've been thinking about how long have I been called to do this series, this particular series, because I have other shows and do a lot of other things. But this particular series, Stories of Hope, has been now 4 years. And it's so awesome. And I'm still feeling called to do it. It's like I haven't gotten pulled the plug on it yet. So you know what I mean? It's still feeling like, yeah, let's keep going. Because I get to meet people like you that have overcome, intense challenges in life and that are grand rising and that are rising and that have turned those challenges into, you know, hope and love and positivity and turned their life around so that we can co-create our new earth together. So in the green room, we were talking about the most important relationship that there is on this planet. And you said?
The one with ourselves. It all starts within.
Right, right. And that's I think, where we've gotten it wrong, isn't it? When we've been looking outside of ourselves, because this is what you said. We've been looking outside of ourselves. You tell us. I want to hear.
Yeah. My story starts, you know, back in childhood when I rode my bike uphill both ways. Like, this is true. There were two hills, but I'll come back to childhood and kind of walk through my story in chronological order. I was a very discontent teenager, and I developed an eating disorder with anorexia and bulimia, and I battled that for a lot of years. And some of that stemmed from the relationship that I had in high school as well. And he drank alcohol and eventually moved into other drugs. And that was never my path, but we both were very self-destructive in our own ways. And that just played forward through then the relationship with my parents was challenging. Friendships were hard. You know, I really protected my eating disorder and that addiction. And that was supreme above all other relationships and connections. I would find ways to sometimes not go to family events to avoid any meals with the family or friends even. And when you think about how much within society and our culture and community is shared around, you know, calories and you're avoiding calories, there's a really large hole left in your life. And I also had other, you know, ailments along the way too, that I was dealing with asthma and chronic bronchitis. And so just emotionally and physically and honestly, mentally and spiritually, I was bankrupt. And I also, I married at a young age and I was not honest and forthcoming about my eating disorder. I continued to protect it. And we divorced a year later. It was a fairly codependent relationship. And, you know, I'm very, very responsible for how that played out. Because he was a very kind-hearted man. Mm. And it just eroded all fulfillment in relationships for me. Mm. So as I, even within the marriage, wanted the other person to make me happy, to make me comfortable, to do the work. And I did not hold myself accountable at that point in time, or even see this inner turmoil that was going on in the real root, like the real underlying cause, which I said my story started as a child. And I'll loop back around to that really quickly, because I had experienced some trauma in my childhood and unknowingly had repressed those memories and did not discover them until well into my 30s. And that is when my true healing really was able to take me to new heights and new levels within myself. And that in turn rippled out to the relationships that I was able to then create with other people. And so when we love ourselves, we can love others.
You know what I wrote on this piece of paper while you were talking? I love you. I love you because of how you are sharing your heart and how you are sharing your journey and how important that is. The love that you have for yourself today is creating an impact in the world. And it's hard to come back from the kind of things that you were facing, right? I mean, you could have died many times, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, and I was very stubborn in not seeking help. So I also did not have the tools I had in my toolkit today at that time. I was very young 20s, when I started really working to try to outgrow my eating disorder or change my relationship with food. And I don't recommend anyone go it alone, but that was my path. And I think there probably are more people out there than we know that journey alone and overcome these hardships.
Yeah. They're still hiding. They're still carrying that with them. They think, you know, they're still trying to hold on to it, right?
Yes. Yeah, there are a lot of people in hiding. Yeah. And some can be successful doing it that way. You know, I can't say that I wasn't, but it's not what I would recommend. And I was really, really attached to my suffering as well. You know, if I had sought out help from someone professional that knew what they were doing, I could have walked through that chapter of my life much quicker and with far less pain. But that wasn't what I chose. So I've learned a great deal of lessons through that process. And I'm really grateful for the experience. And I'm really, like you pointed out, you know, the body is crazy resilient in balancing and counterbalancing and trying to maintain this state of homeostasis, you know, even in my case, when I was depriving it of nourishment and nutrition. So it's incredible to just reflect on how little I was giving my body and how it managed to still make it through all of those years. Like, we're not talking days, years of living in that lifestyle.
Yeah. And can you imagine the pressure that you put on yourself holding that all together and what you, you know, what you expected of your body to do?
Truly,
you know, we have to sit and do some forgiveness work and, you know, forgive ourselves. That's all part of that loving the self. You know, we've been trained and conditioned to believe that another person is going to give us, love us, that thing called love, that's going to be the thing that's going to make our lives better. When really all along, it has been the journey into the self and love the self and then bring that self loved to the relationship.
Yes, that is the key, truly. The more whole that we are, the more that we can show up as the best version of ourselves for us, the better version of ourselves we have to give other people, to give the world, you know, to make that impact and to allow that vibration of love to spread. As we see the world around us today, so many people are living in fear and anxiety. And, you know, when we're able to cultivate that safety and security within ourselves, then the external world doesn't seem so scary.
That's it. You know, that's really good. What are you, how is your relationship with food today?
It is pretty awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been making up for lost time?
You know, I just feel more in flow, and I don't mean to explain it in some corny way. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I eat intuitively, mm-hmm. but I eat when I'm hungry. I don't when I'm not. I stop when I'm full. You know, it's just a completely different relationship with food. And for the most part, although I am human, I'm not going to food when I'm upset or when I'm scared or when I'm fearful. You know, I can sit with my emotions and process them versus numbing with food or numbing with exercise and avoiding food because I'm stressed.
Yeah, so good. So good. I'm so glad that you're doing that and that you've got it now. And so you have, it sounds like you have a beautiful relationship with yourself, with your body. And then you also have a partner and life is good.
It is good. Right. It was a long journey to get here, but worth every step.
So how can we let the audience know about how they can work with you, how they can look you up, how they can find you?
Yeah, they can find me on my website, www.fiercelyradiantsoul.com. There's a free relationship guide that they can snag there. And then they also can access my programs. I practice functional medicine. I feel like our physical health is equally as important with our relationships as the relationship we have emotionally with ourselves. And then for Facebook friends, I also have a group called Stronger Together, Strengthening Your Intimate Relationships. And you can find me there. Sample mindset work and all of the events that and free workshops that I host, you can find the events there as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You're a busy lady. You've got a lot going on, but it's fulfilling, isn't it?
It's very fulfilling. And I want to have a reach that extends as far as I can. So I am no longer playing small.
Oh, this is good. This is good. I'm so glad that you came on the show today. And what do you want to leave the audience with?
Oh, you know, this message of don't go it alone. It's just there's so much isolation happening from the pandemic, you know, the after effects of the pandemic. Do yourself a favor and make sure you have a community. And there's nothing about our DNA that is destructive. So if you find yourself with any self-destruction happening, find someone to guide you through that. That is not your design.
All right, everyone. I appreciate that this amazing show that we had today and what we're talking about is supporting all of you to take action to create a better life. Thank you, Janessa Finley, for coming on. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now. Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is LaToya Stevenson. She's a certified confidence and mindset coach who specializes in empowering women to love and accept themselves fully. She's the author of the Best Self Journal, Must Have, Mindset Planner, and the Self-Love Workbook for Black Women, which are available on Amazon. She works with individuals who want to fully love and accept themselves so that they can put themselves first and make decisions that will lead them to success, happiness, and fulfillment. She does this through empowering her clients through her coaching practice, as well as through writing about self-love, modeling self-love, self-care, mindset. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, Cornelia. Thank you.
Yes. And it's wonderful that the work that you're doing, because like you said, we were in the green room, we were talking about, you know, the work that you're doing, and you brought it up. You said, you know, I was a high school dropout.
Yes, right? I was. Mm-hmm. I was a high school dropout. So, you know, I had my struggles with low self-confidence when I was younger and as a young adult. And it just hindered me from achieving so many things, that so many dreams that I had. And I didn't want to go through that anymore. And I figured out, you know, how to overcome my insecurities, how to move forward, how to achieve whatever I wanted to. I would, a lot of times, you know, most people say, don't compare yourself to others. It's true. We all do it. It's very difficult not to. You think, oh my gosh, my friend's so successful, my family member, I'm not in that, on that same level. You know, how do you not feel bad, right? Is what, as a young girl, because we have this, you know, this stereotype of you have to go to college, you have to get that degree, you have to check all these boxes. And if you don't, then that just slowly just takes, you know, your self-esteem down, like lower and lower. So it's something a lot of people struggle with.
My God, you know, high school dropout, now look at you, sitting there, author of books, empowerment coaching, certified for this. Don't put me in this box. I'm not labeled here. This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm supporting people all over the world. And this is what I'm doing. And so, and it even goes beyond race. It even goes beyond that, because I'm without a doubt that the African-American race has had a label to come out of as well. And all of the negative judgments and conditioning that they've had to deal with in order to be who they are, which is another reason why I'm sure that you, one of your books is for Black women, right? That,
yes, you know, Self-Love Workbook for Black women, because, you know, a lot of Black females struggle with low self-esteem compared to their, you know, that compared to other races, because of the fact that people have this, oh, well, you're not beautiful if you don't have white skin or blue eyes, or, you know, it's just that stereotype that so many people have sometimes that they've learned, you know, and it just keeps, it's a never ending cycle. And everyone is beautiful. We are all made different for a reason, based on not different, just meaning we aren't supposed to look alike. You know, so embrace who you are. And I had to learn that. And I want to show just not only women, but men also struggle with self-esteem and self-confidence issues, you know, and they struggle with that. And I want to be able to help as many people as I can. And that's why my one-on-one thing is virtual, so that I can do that.
You know, again, it takes a lot of courage to do what it is that you've done, to not fall into the boxes and into the traps and pull yourself out. And and show that way. I know what it's like to put a book together and publish a book and put it out there. It takes work. It takes dedication. It takes commitment. You know, it takes, you have to have such a deep level of belief in yourself. Exactly. Right?
And yes, definitely. And it doesn't feel like work, you know, and that's when you truly know that you're doing what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I've heard it before where people are like, oh, listen, if you really love what you love to do, it doesn't feel like work. And I'm thinking like, okay, like it's work, right? So, but I understand it. You really, it's just, I smile more, you know, there's just so more fulfillment.
You're honoring yourself. And not yes. only that, you're honoring yourself and you're honoring your creative gifts and your creative expression. You're honoring your birthright.
Right. Yes, exactly. Okay. Right. And it's, sometimes it just takes a while for people to really find themselves and find what they truly are passionate about. And it truly is never too late. It's never too late.
Yeah. It's never too late. And I know that there's probably a lot of white women that could benefit from your book as well.
Yes.
No doubt.
Exactly. And, you know, and I don't just specialize in, you know, African-American women. It's all women because we all have had times where someone has said that we aren't pretty enough. We aren't smart enough. We aren't good enough for that job promotion. And it's for all women. Yeah. So I love to empower women because it's necessary, you know?
Yeah, it is. And I also love the fact that you made it specifically, though, for Black women, because so that it you're speaking to them, that the ones that are suffering from that low self-esteem, helping them rise up into their strong empowerment as a woman.
Yes.
And use her confidence and her courage to create her best life, right? Mm-hmm. And live her best life, right?
It's all about living your best life. Why are we going to live and be miserable? Live your best life. And I'm not the spokesperson of like, I've always had this amazing life and I've always lived my best life. I've had struggles, like I've said before, and confidence comes and goes with anyone. So the most confident person that you see is probably not confident tomorrow, or maybe not confident when they get home. You know, everyone is always going through something. So just know that confidence fluctuates depending on, you know, the circumstances and just what's going on in your life.
I mean, my gosh, you know, when you when we start something new and we're continuously growing and evolving, right? Exactly. Continuously changing. We don't know. We're not confident in all of that all the time. It's just kind of like, I like to look at it from the standpoint of if you just started a new job and all of a sudden the phone rings.
Yeah.
If you've never answered.
Heart starts pounding. You're like, what do I do?
And you're not really confident in answering the phone. It's that.
But you take that fear and you're like, I've got this. I'm going to do it. And then in the end, you're like, it was nothing. It was a piece of cake. But yeah, we have that fear and it's normal, but it's pushing through it.
Yeah, it's really good. You're an inspiration. So I'm just so glad that you came on the show today. I want to be able to send the audience to your books. So let's talk about the books on Amazon and then let's talk about your social media handles.
Yes. So everything can be found on my website. So that's www.latoyastevenson.com. And I have a section where my books are on there and also my coaching as well. You can sign up for a free discovery call and we can go over that and see, you know, what you want to talk about through one-on-one coaching, confidence, building self-care, self-love, mindset. I do it all and I am here to help you if you need help. Social media, I'm on Pinterest, Instagram, and TikTok. And my handles are @by Latoya Stevenson, all one word, by Latoya Stevenson.
So you're not on Facebook?
I'm I'm a little on Facebook. I have a page, but I'm more active on those three social medias. Yes.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see that. So what about, how much are you loving TikTok? Are you loving it?
Listen, when they told me, hey, just check out TikTok, I'm like, I don't know. It might not be my age. You know, you start thinking like, I love TikTok. You know, everyone's so welcoming and it's amazing.
Yeah. And Pinterest, I hear people are really doing well with Pinterest too.
Pinterest is, you know, I have been with Pinterest before I was a coach. So that was always my go-to social media. So yes, I love Pinterest.
Yeah.
I love Instagram too. I'm hooked on Instagram as well. So.
Okay. Well, definitely. It's been so fun having you on the show today. I appreciate all the work that you're doing out in the world. Keep shining and definitely come back and see us again.
Thanks.
And I'm going to be checking you out. I'm going to go look you up on TikTok. I want to look you up on, I'm not going to go to Instagram, but I want to go to Pinterest. I want to go.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to go and I'm going to check you out and see what you're putting out there.
Thank you so much for having me.
Latoya Stevenson, it's been an honor and a pleasure to talk with you today. And I want to thank the beloved audience that is you for joining, for coming in, for, you know, joining us here in our Stories of Hope lineup. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.